12:15.
From the interim director, Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding the 2013 Department of Transportation initiatives. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Dreiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the request of the Chair of Transportation, Public Works and Transit Committee, we prepared a listing of 2013 initiatives for the department. I'll briefly go through those by the division, just to give you an idea of some of the initiatives that we're going to be working on. For the airport area, the continuation of the baggage claim remodeling, or actually I should say the beginning of the baggage claim remodeling project. It's a $50 million project to renovate the baggage claim area, providing new carousels, HVAC, furnishings, so forth. The inline security baggage will be hopefully completed. That's an item that I think you've all heard a few times over the past couple of years. That will include a $38 million project to move TSA screening. Airport will continue on regional marketing with an emphasis on Northern Illinois to help maybe divert some traffic from Chicago-based airports to General Mitchell. And then they will also be working on maintaining the competitive balance within the airport, making sure that we're attracting additional airlines as best we can given the climate. In the fleet management area, we'll be working towards a $5.2 million replacement equipment program. Major users of that is Highway will receive $1.2 million in equipment, Parks about $1.5 million, Sheriff $900,000, Airport $700,000. We'll also be continuing the alternative fuel vehicle development program is for the type and use of vehicles that are appropriate. We've had a number of hybrid vehicles over the years purchased, not only for passenger vehicles, but for some of the bucket truck equipment. And along with Fleet Area and Highway, you'll hear about this later, but one of the major initiatives that we're going to have before us is the impact to the zoo. We'll get into that a little bit later in our presentation. Highway, one of the main things that we have before us is the state routine maintenance agreement. That is something that we're closely monitoring with the state in terms of the dollars provided to the department from the state. The state uses a level of service model that is knowingly underfunded by the state. We're looking to pursue getting funding back to an appropriate level so we can maintain the maintenance activity as not only provided today, but hopefully enhanced to where it should be. So we're in discussions with the state, and we're closely watching the budget process for that. Zoo mitigation, you just had an item before you, we'll continue work as necessary through that. In addition, we'll begin design on several road segments that are listed in the report. Notably, we'll be in construction on North 107 from Brown Deer to County Line Road and continue with our traffic hazard elimination program. In the transit area, new buses will be coming online in 2013, 55 replacement vehicles. We'll have the real-time bus arrival information program that will be initiated to provide stop announcement. The onboard stop announcement system will begin. The real-time arrival system is working with our GPS to provide arrival information through different applications of phones, iPhone, Android, so forth. And then, of course, the fare collection system and the smart card, which you've heard a number of times. Out of the director's office, the director's office is the main area for working through the zoo interchange impacts. We're working with several other departments to make sure that we have a coordinated effort to make sure that the county is well, our issues are well addressed there. as they come up. We'll be monitoring the state budget as it moves forward with the impacts to our various areas. Another area that has come to light that's of concern is how certain funding programs may be changing based on opinion of federal law, most notably the Surface Transportation Program. We're going to be working with Sewer PAC to make sure that our needs are adequately addressed. There was a methodology that's been used over a number of years that may need to change. We've had a banking and credit system, more or less. We need to adopt that model so that we move from that, but still respect the fact that communities have had this system in place and that they can get projects financed along with our own. And then finally, we're going to be monitoring changes in the federal transportation bill. Some of those changes have a significant impact to transit, and we'll be monitoring that with transit to make sure that we're in compliance. So that's our report of the 2013 initiatives.
Any comments, questions from committee members? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dranzik, among the items you mentioned was the what I refer to as the live data from the transit system. Do you know off the top of your head how that data would be available? That is, will it be open data, open to the world? Will people have to contact MCTS to get that? Or if you don't have an answer, I would like to speak to you about it at a later point rather than use up the committee's time today.
Certainly. I'd have to check into that.
Okay. We'll have a later conversation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey?
The one question I get from users of our airport is, when are we going to get pre-certification for security clearance? Is there any project working on that? Is that something that we need to work with the FAA on in order to get? What's happening with that?
I'm told by TSA we're getting that in 2013.
We will be getting
it. Right. But it is a work in progress. You know, that's connected with the airlines. So,
who initiates it? I guess, is that something that that our administration could initiate, or do we have to kind of get in line with when?
Right.
Maybe
right.
You could explain it
right.
A little bit.
It's really pre-check is a program that the TSA started to allow people to expedite through security, and it's well received because you don't have to take your shoes off, you don't have to take your coat off and take your laptop out, so it's a much faster process. Initially, the enrollees in PreCheck have been elite members of the frequent flyer programs of the airlines, and not all the airlines are participating, so it's still a bit of a hodgepodge, but because it is so well received and because it also helps TSA in their processes, they're expanding it, and they're starting to reach out to people that are beyond the people who are in the frequent flyer programs. So it's growing, you know. But we did reach out to TSA to get on that list, and we're told that in 2013 it will be in Milwaukee. I think it is very much also going to be part of the Delta transfer to RD, because one of the issues with PreCheck is you have to have a security lane devoted to that, okay? And well, that's not a luxury that all airports have based on how much land they have for security. Well, DE Concourse obviously has enough checkpoints to provide that exclusive PreCheck lane.
Right. And of course, yeah. Frequent flyers are often the business travelers that you know fly along
right.
with business.
Right.
I know they're anxious to get that in
right.
Milwaukee.
Right. You know, unfortunately, as so happens with so many airports around the country, when Southwest enters the market, they become the dominant airline. and they're becoming the dominant airline in Milwaukee, probably will be 50% one of these days. And they so far are not participating in the TSA's pre-check program, which is unfortunate because that's going to be most of our passengers. So I hope they get religion one of these days.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Director, do you know, is there any change to the status of the body scanners, X-ray body scanners? They stay there, they go in. Is there anything that you are aware of, sir?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, TSA is transitioning over from the distinct image of a person to more of a cartoon figure, okay? And we have several of those in place already at the airport. But there is a mandate to transition over to that picture of a person to more of a graphic of a person. So that's happening too.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Is there a mandated timeline for that transition?
I don't know.
Thank you, Mr. Director. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bateman, with the pre-screening, is there going to be a charge?
There's no charge. I don't think there is a charge. There's another program that there is a charge for, where if you're part of the U.S. visit program, where you've already been enrolled through customs to be expedited into the country through customs, then you can also become a pre-check enrollee, but that costs. But I think that the TSA's program with the frequent flyers is not, there's no cost.
Okay.
Right.
Thank Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Bateman, it's interesting you talked about Southwest Airlines. I just heard this morning that they're going to charge $40 for if you want to board first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, which?
Really?
Yeah, if you want to board first, and the racket there is that you're only really allowed one carry-on, and yet I guess one carry-on, depending on what appendix is holding it. Because you could have a backpack, a roller thing, and then maybe carrying a duffel bag. And then, so I think $40 gets you space ups up on the top so you don't have to check it with somebody.
Right.
Also let you pick your seat.
Okay.
Any other questions by committee? Okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Brandon.